Chapter 229. And when I was asleep, I had one of my favourite dreams. Sometimes I have it during the day, but then it's a daydream. But I often have it at night as well. And in the dream, nearly everyone on the earth is dead because they've caught a virus. But it's not like a normal virus. It's like a computer virus. And people catch it because of the meaning of something an infected person says and the meaning of what they do with their faces when they say it. Which means that people can also get it from watching an infected person on television, which means that it spreads around the world really quickly. And when people get the virus, they just sit on the sofa and do nothing, and they don't eat or drink, and so they die. But sometimes I have different versions of the dream, like when you can see two versions of a film, the ordinary one and the director's cut, like Blade Runner. And in some versions of the dream, the virus makes them crash their cars or walk into the sea and drown or jump into rivers. And I think that this version is better because then there aren't bodies of dead people everywhere. And eventually, there's no one left in the world except people who don't look at other people's faces and who don't know what the expressions on those faces mean. And these people are all special people, like me. And they like being on their own, and I hardly ever see them, because they're like okapi in the jungle, in the Congo, which are a kind of antelope, and are very shy and rare. And I can go anywhere in the world, and I know that no one's going to talk to me or touch me or ask me a question. But if I don't want to go anywhere, I don't have to, and I can stay at home and eat broccoli and oranges and licorice laces all the time, or I can play computer games for a whole week, or I can just sit in the corner of the room and rub a pound coin backwards and forwards over the ripple shapes on the surface of the radiator. And I don't have to go to France. And I go out of Father's house, and I walk down the street, and it's very quiet, even though it's the middle of the day, and I can't hear any noise except birds singing and wind, and sometimes buildings falling down in the distance. And if I stand very close to traffic lights, I can hear a little click as the colours change. And I go into other people's houses and play at being a detective, and I can break the windows to get in because the people are dead and it doesn't matter. And I go into shops and take things I want, like pink biscuits or PJ's raspberry and mango smoothie or computer games or books or videos. And I take a ladder from Father's van and I climb up onto the roof. And when I get to the edge of the roof, I put the ladder across the gap and I climb to the next roof because in a dream you're allowed to do anything. And then I find someone's car keys and I get into their car and I drive. And it doesn't matter if I bump into things. And I drive to the sea and I park the car and I get out and there's rain pouring down. And I take an ice cream from a shop and eat it. And then I walk down to the beach, and the beach is covered in sand and big rocks, and there's a lighthouse on a point, but the light isn't on because the lighthouse keeper's dead. And I stand in the surf, and it comes up and over my shoes, and I don't go swimming in case there are sharks. And I stand and look at the horizon, and I take out my long metal ruler, and I hold it up against the line between the sea and the sky, and I demonstrate that the line is a curve and the earth is round. And the way the surf comes up and over my shoes and then goes down again is in a rhythm, like music or drumming. And then I get some dry clothes from the house of a family who are dead, and I go home to Father's house, except it's not Father's house anymore, it's mine. And I make myself some gobi aloo sag with red food colouring in and some strawberry milkshake for a drink. And then I watch a video about the solar system and I play some computer games and I go to bed. And then the dream is finished and I am happy.